You know, many of us chose to follow Jesus years ago and have worshiped this King for many Christmases. Christmas calls us to remember that a Savior came to give us life. It calls us to remember Mary's complete surrender, Joseph's willing heart, the shepherd's blind faith, the wise men's determination to worship. Christmas calls to the followers of Jesus to remember our commitment and our need to give the Lord first place in our lives. And yes, Christmas calls us to remember the sweet and precious memories surrounding this time of year.
Family around the tree, children laughing merrily, unwrapping shiny toys and making so much noise. We've waited patiently all year, and now the day is finally here. But in the middle of it all, we stop as we recall that though we love this special feeling this day gives us, in our hearts we realize that it's not Christmas
until we gather round that old piano, singing songs of joy again. Oh, what a holy night, sharing smiles by candlelight. And then we read that old familiar story of how the Savior came from glory to bring us peace on earth through the wonder of His birth. And though we live for this one moment each December,
still it's not Christmas.
Christmas.
Not playing in the snow, or the family gathered near that we hold most dear. It's memories that we possess of so many Christmases celebrating Christ the King.
That's the most important thing.
So once again, we ask You, Father, to remember, so that we will not forget
that it's not Christmas until we gather round that old piano, singing songs joy again. Oh, what a holy night, sharing smiles by candlelight. And then we read that old familiar story of how the Savior came from glory to bring us peace on earth through the wonder of His birth. And though we live for this one moment each December,
still it's not Christmas.
Christmas. Until we gather round that old piano, singing songs of joy again. smiles by candlelight. And then we read that old familiar story of how a Savior came from glory to bring us peace on earth. Through the wonder of His birth, and though we live for this one moment,